Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
Hallelujah. Church, if that clapping offering was meant for the Lord, can we give it very powerfully? Amen. God has blessed this generation. Brother BJ, you will live long. And while you yet live, God will not seek replacement for your life. If there is a youth sitting beside you, just shake hands with 2-3 of them and say congratulations that you are alive to witness another year. Prophesy to them and say you will live long. Your generation is a blessed generation. Because whatever you are doing once in a year, the Yorubas call it Odun. So greet them in Yoruba and say, Eku Odun. Just say it anyhow you know how to say it. I want to give praise to God for the privilege that God has given to me to come and share the word of God with you. I want to again give praise to him for the leadership of the church under our reverend. Reverend, the Lord will continue to keep you for us. We know he's a blessing to our generation. I want to thank you for encouraging our youths to remain functional in the things of God. I pray that for every one of you young people in this church, your future will be great. Your future will be colorful. May you rise to be greater than us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I have been asked to come and speak to us on the issue of love for 3 days. And like you have been told, God is not here just to speak to youths. God is here to speak to the living. So let the living souls here shout hallelujah. If the person that is sitting close to you is not shouting, look at the person well. Let the living soul shout hallelujah. Because whoever is not shouting, then we know that we need to carry you out of here and take you to where those who are not living stays. Help me tell that person, if you are a living soul, tell that person if you are a living soul, then this 3 days message is for you. Don't miss it. This morning the Lord has sent me with a word to you, and I've titled this message this morning, Check the Fire. Check the Fire. Can we all say it together? Check the Fire. Can you help me tell your neighbor, check the fire? Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Songs of Solomon, or what some other people call Song of Songs. And let's go and look together at chapter number 8. Songs of Solomon. The 8th chapter. And I want to beg you, if you carry a Bible, whether print or electronic, whereas we will be reading from the screen, please also open your home. So that this sickness of laziness that has come upon the church, it will not catch you. So, tell your neighbor, open your home. Open your home. You know the reason why we need to open our home is so that as we read the Bible, if there are things you need to mark, you mark them. If there are things you need to bookmark, if you are carrying an electronic Bible, you need to bookmark them so that you can return and study the Word of God again. Songs of Solomon. We're looking at chapter number 8. And we'll be reading verses 6 to 12 as a scripture. From verse 6 up to verse 12. So everybody, can we read it together? Let's go. 1, 2. Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death, its jealousy unyielding as the grave. It burns like blazing fire, like a mighty flame. Verse 7 together. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot sweep it away. If one were to give all the wealth of one's house for love, it will be utterly scorned. Verse 8 together. We have a little sister, and our breasts are not yet grown. What shall we do for our sister on the day she is spoken for? Verse 9. If she is a wall, we will build towers of silver on her. If she is a door, we will enclose her with panels of cedar. Verse 10 together. I am a wall, and my breasts are like towers. Thus, I have become in his eyes like one bringing contentment. Verse 11, let's go. Solomon had a vineyard in Baal Hamon. He let out his vineyard to tenants. Each was to bring for its fruit 1,000 shekels of silver. Verse 12, as we read to close. But my own vineyard is mine to give. The 1,000 shekels are for you, Solomon, and 200 are for those who tend its fruit. Eternal Father, we ask this morning that you will break the bread of your word. You will feed us. And Lord, as you feed us, may we be satisfied even with the living water of your word. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Once again, the topic I'm sharing together with us is check the fire. Check the fire. Now, you will be asking yourself this morning, which fire? And help me tell your neighbor, the fire of love. Tell your neighbor, the fire of love. So what's the fire we are checking this morning? Everybody talk to me. The fire of love. Now when you read the scriptures, you will see the Bible in the place that we have read, describing love as fire that cannot be quenched. Look at your Bible. Look at your Bible. Verse 7. Or let's read verse 6 and 7 together. Everyone that is there, 6 and 7. Set me as a seal upon thy heart, as a seal upon your hand. Love is as strong as death. Its jealousy is unyielding as the grave. Now it says what? It burns like blazing fire, like a mighty flame. And when you come to verse 7, what does verse 7 say? It said, many waters cannot quench love. Love is like fire. And it burns. Love burns with great intensity. And so the first thing I want you to note this morning is that love is a fire. But when we try to look at, okay, this thing that we call love, what exactly is it? And I give this simple definition. I said love is an intense affection that burns like fire in the heart of one person towards another, but that manifests itself in words, in action, and reaction. And you will say after me what I have said now. Everybody, let's say, love is an intense affection that burns like fire in the heart of one person towards another, and it manifests itself in words, in action, and reaction. So let's first note that love is an intense affection. But we said it burns. Where does it burn? In the heart. You know, that tells you that actually we don't see love. What we see is the manifestation of love. Are you with me? Oh God, you are not listening to me. That love in itself is not feasible. Love burns in the heart. But then, love manifests itself in three different ways. What are the three different ways we have mentioned now, everybody? In words, in action, and in reaction. If you are sitting with your wife or your husband, wave your hand. Wave it well. Wave it very well. Wave it well. Are you not sitting with your? Wave it well. Help me turn to your own and say, I will not know you love me until you manifest it. You know, sometimes, I don't know whether you have noticed that sometimes a woman will look at her husband and say, now, when last did you say I love you to me? When last? And the man say, is it until I say it? Is it until I say it? Love is not potent until it is manifested. Because it's in the heart. It burns. But it burns inside. And we only know it is there when we see the manifestation. And we said it manifests either in words, it manifests in action, it manifests in reaction. And I hope you know that reaction actually means response to action. Such that even if your word to me does not convey love, even if your action to me does not convey love, my own reaction can be different. Hallelujah. Help me face your wife, those of you that are sitting together. Apology to those of you who did not sit with your home. Face your husband, face your wife. I just want you to say to each other, you cannot control my action. And you cannot control my words. But at least, you can control your own reaction. Is that not correct? Oh God, you are not talking to me. In life, you can't control people's words. They can say anything. In fact, that's why sometimes somebody is talking and you are saying, you are talking to me like that? You are talking to me. He said, yes, yes. You have not had anything, sir. So you know that you are wasting your time if you keep saying, why are you talking to me like that? I may not be able to control your words. I may not be able to control your actions to me. But please, what can I control?
Oh God, you are not talking to me loud. What can I control? I can control my reaction. One of the things that keeps love going is this understanding that love is in the heart. It burns like fire. And it manifests itself in words, in action, and in reaction. When you misbehave, I can decide to react in a way that will not destroy love. Maybe if I tell you something, it will show you what I'm talking about. I went somewhere to preach, and it was a couples meeting. And I was asking the women, tell us your husband's best food. Tell us your husband's best food. And all of them were talking. And one woman said, my husband's best food is eba and okra soup. And the man stood up and said, it's a lie. Who like eba and okra? Or is it not just what you are giving to me and I've been managing you? And I faced the man. I said, keep standing. Tell us your best food. He said, pounded yam and vegetable, a for hero. The woman did like this. Taniogu, who will pound it? Who will pound it? So, you know, as I was looking at them, I told them, I said, listen. My wife knows my best food. My wife knows that if I don't eat in the morning, if I don't eat in the afternoon, if I'm going to eat only in the evening, my wife knows that I would like to take hot tea. Then I will now take amala and eforiro. I said, like I'm preaching to you this evening, I've not eaten since morning. I know that my amala and eforiro will be waiting for me at home. When I got home, oh God, help me tell your neighbor, you may not be able to control people's words. You may not be able to control their actions. What can you control? Your reaction. Your reaction will show whether you have love or not, even to those who don't have love for you or who have acted in a way that makes you to think that they don't have love. As I got back to the house, there was this wonderful greeting. Oh, welcome, welcome. Oh, how was the program? How was the program? And I went inside to change my dress. As I was stepping out, my wife said, your food is already at the dining. I said, wow, thank you, my darling. As I was going majestically to the dining, she now said, but I am sorry, I made eba and obela, eba and okra. My head scattered. Something like poison was rising inside me. As if I should open my mouth and say, what is the use of having you as a wife? Are we newly married? Don't you know my taste? Something was boiling. And me that was going majestically, what they call go slow, caught me. While I was struggling on the go slow, my wife now said, and please, you will not be angry. Ebatunro, the gari is extra soft. Then the go slow became old up. Oh. Let me tell your neighbor, control your reaction. If you truly have love, let me tell you, you cannot guarantee that the other person beside you, whether in the home, whether as your husband, whether your wife, whether a co-worker in the office, you cannot guarantee that the other person will not misbehave. But one thing you can guarantee is that your reaction can be controlled. Do you know what? Suddenly, while those struggle was in my heart, I had the voice of the Holy Spirit. Ask me, what did he tell me? Ask me. The Holy Spirit said, Mike, love endureth all things, including ebariro and okra soup. Excuse me, is that part of all things? It's part of all things. When I had it, I didn't know when I opened my mouth. And I said, yeah, actually this is to 10. Soft eba is better. It will digest fast. I will be able to sleep well. My wife moved close to me and hugged me and said, oh, you are a darling. I said, if you see my inside, you will know that I'm not a nice man at all. It's just that I carry a nice God who helped my reaction. I want to prophesy to somebody's life this morning. I don't know why I'm coming this way, but I think the Holy Spirit is saying something to my heart. You have not been managing your reactions. And your failure to manage your reaction has been scattering your home, has been scattering your relationship. This morning, grace is released upon your life. I say grace is released upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So our God, who created love to be a burning fire that burns in the heart and that manifests itself unto those around us in words, in action, and in reaction. But I want you to note something. Every time that God creates something, Satan will rise and create the counterfeit. Have you found out that? That every time that God creates a thing, the devil will also rise and create a counterfeit of that thing. So when God created love, Satan rose and created this one. What did he create? L. Everybody say L. U. S. T. Eba mikwe. Shout it. Where does it burn? You are not talking to me. In the heart. How does it manifest? It will also manifest in words. It will manifest in action. It's going to manifest in reaction. It also burns in the heart. Tell your neighbor, check the fire. Is it the real fire or the counterfeit fire that is burning in your heart? You know that ideally this morning, I would have just come and said, check your fire. But I had the Lord say, not your fire. The fire. I would have felt more comfortable as I was thinking that I should just come and say, check your fire. But as the Lord was speaking to my heart, he said, no. Mike, no. Not your fire. Check the fire. And while I was saying, God, why did you say the fire? He said, because there are two that you need to check. And what are the two? Everybody say this after me. The fire that is burning in my heart, I must check it. That's number one. As a sister in the choir, are you in the choir? Or you are just a youth, orchestra, and she's looking fine, attractive. Do you know that I may begin to, something may be burning in my heart towards her. I need to check it. So that when I come and I say, oh, good morning, sister. Love you. Let us be sure of the love that is burning where? In your heart. Oh, when you say, I just love that girl. I just love that man. What kind of love are you talking about? Is it really love or lust? Check the fire that is burning in your heart. Listen to me. Why do I need to check it? Because most people don't check it. The same fire that burns in their heart have consumed them. A professor that every time a young lady comes and say, oh, good morning, sir. Nice morning, sir. We thank God for the lecture this morning, sir. We thank God, sir. Very innocent girl from a very polished family. And then as the girl is going, prof want to say titi. And prof is saying, excuse me, what is wrong with professor? There's a fire that is burning. May you not leave this service this morning with fire that will consume your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I heard the Lord saying, check the fire that is burning in your heart. Which other fire am I supposed to check? Help me turn to somebody and tell the person, check the fire that is burning in the heart of people that are coming close to you, lest they destroy your life. I know that there's one of your deaconess here who knows me very well. This mama, look up. Now, you love me, Abby? Do you love me? Sit down. Just sit down. Sit down. As you are comfortable with your bag. Please, if you see fire burning me, somebody pour petrol on me from the back and put fire. And I say, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm running towards you. What will you do? Oh, God, tell the truth. You will throw your bag away and run. I will be saying, sister, sister, you said, sis, what? How do you help a man that is carrying fire that can destroy me? So your first reaction will be to do what? Run for your life. Oh, is somebody listening to me? Many lives have been wasted. Many destinies have been destroyed because we carelessly allow people that carry strange fire to come near us. Oh, I come across people of great, great, great destinies. And I see their destiny suddenly truncated because one careless person who is carrying strange fire come across their pathway and they embrace the person and they are consumed. Recently, I met a young lady and she was crying. She said, pastor, the pastor of my church loved the youths and he wanted us to be developed. So pastor organized an ICT training and brought ICT experts to come and train us. And I decided that on Saturdays I will be attending. One of the people that our pastor brought happened to be a young man who is a pastor from a Pentecostal church. but very dynamic in ICT. We were being trained. After some time, he developed interest in me. He started showing me love. Pastor, real love. I've never experienced love, as in love. And I fell for him. He said he was going to marry me. And then they started love journey. She said one day I was in my office when he called. A young, dynamic pastor from one Pentecostal church. And he said, when are you going to close? I said, so time. He said, when you close, please just branch in my house. There's something I want to show you. And she said, Pastor, here was a man that the day we started, the day he proposed to me, I told him that I'm a virgin and that I've told God that no man will see my nakedness until I'm married. And it will be the man that will marry me. And he said, you know, I'm a pastor. I will support you to keep your vow by the grace of God. But that day, that very day, that she branched to be shown something, she said, he forced me. I cried. I wept. When he had finished, he started begging me. That's the only way he can show me his love. Not knowing that he was an HIV patient. And it was somebody that told her, if you get a virgin and you can sleep with her and she's pregnant, at least if you die, you will leave a child in the world. And being a virgin is possible that your child may not carry HIV. That was why he did it. Till now that I'm talking to you, 17 years, the lady is crying, saying, Lord, my life is finished. Check the fire. That person that is coming near you, that person that is running after you, is the person carrying real fire or strange fire? I began to understand this better when one woman that was very, very close to our family, we will always come and say, oh, Pastor, God bless you. In fact, we thank God for your life. The grace of God upon your life is mighty. Thank you. And thank you for helping my family. Thank you because myself, my husband, our relationship would have been destroyed if not for you and all that. Then one day, she came to me and said, if not because of the anointing of God, and if not because of the work of the ministry, you are the kind of person I would have loved to keep as a friend. I said, eh? She said, no, Pastor. I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about somebody I can lean on, somebody I can hug, somebody I can... So where does sex begin from? Then I knew that this person coming around us is carrying a strange fire. I want to lift up my voice to pray this morning. Every individual carrying strange fire that is meant to destroy your life, may the Lord cause a separation between you and them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So when God created the fire that is called love, that burns in the heart and manifests itself in words, in action, and in reaction, the devil went ahead and created lust. And it also burns in the heart. And it's also manifesting words, in action, and reaction. I want to challenge all the youths that are listening to me this morning. May your destiny not be destroyed on the platform of love. Let me ask this question. If somebody loves you, and the person wants to come and tell you, how do they say it? Eh? How do you tell somebody that you love the person? Let's say it. Eh? We simply say, I love you. I love you. If somebody has ever said it to you, wave your hand. Wave it. Baba. I love you. Just say, I love you. But let me ask another question. If somebody is lusting for you and lusting after you, when the person comes, what do they say? It is still, I love you. And because, ladies, you don't know the difference between love and lust. When men come and they say, you know, Romok, eh? Romox. Romox, baby. I love you. You say, wow, thank you. I love you too. And you begin to shake your head like without knowing that the man is carrying strange fire. The only time you will know is when the fire has finished your life. And that's why you see ladies coming and saying, you men are terrible. You men are dangerous. I feel like dying. I feel like killing myself. And the same guy who was running after you saying, I love you, he will just look at you and say, if you kill yourself, you don't die for nothing. You say, eh? You. Ah, then why am I crying? Jackie, no, you mean no, call me, pay. Oh, God. Oh, I may not know you this morning, but everybody in this worship experience, that out of carelessness, strange fire has engulfed your life, the Lord will quench the fire today. Can I hear that? Amen. If there are women here that strange fire as engulfed the life of your husband, and you're crying every day. I keep meeting women, and they come and say, Reverend, Reverend, I think I've said I will not cry again. Jesus, please wipe away my tears. Reverend, my husband has killed me. As in, utipa me. And when I say, somebody that they have killed does not talk. I said, you are still talking. They say, Reverend, you have come with your joke again. Take your glasses. I want to show you something. Where is the name? Say, Funke, what now? And then they'll bring out something. And by the time you see what they are bringing, you will know that the man is already inside hell. I've met men who come to me crying and say, Reverend, I don't know how to be free from the girl. I am already hooked. Strange fire. So when the Lord, I may not go too far this morning, but when the Lord said, check the fire, God is talking, number one, about the fire that is burning in your own heart. Two, God is talking about the fire that is burning in the heart of people that are coming around you, pretending or showing to you as if they love you. And God is saying, check the fire. This fire that we call lust, hear what the Bible says about it. James chapter 1. James chapter 1. I'm glad that Jesus, who is the source and the fountain of living water, is here this morning. And I trust him that everywhere that strange fire is burning, this water will quench it. James chapter 1, we are reading from verse 13 to 15. Let's take from verse 13 to 15. Everybody, let's go together. One, two, go. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. Verse 14, everybody read it together. Each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. What does verse 15 now say? Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. Gives birth. Give it to us from King James. Give us King James. Let's read the way King James put it. Because I want you to see the word lust called evil desire. Read it, everybody. Let no man say when he's tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. Let's read verse 14. But every man, everybody say every man. What's the meaning of every man? What's the meaning of every man? So I want to challenge you. Oh, don't think I am exempted from temptation when it comes to lust. The Bible says, how are the mighty falling and the weapons of warfare are being destroyed. Every man is tempted. Now, how are they tempted? May I ask you, was Jesus Christ tempted? Oh, church, talk to me. Every man is tempted. Tell two people you are not above temptation. So I don't want you to say, hey, thank you, this pastor. Thank you, but at least I thank God. My husband is old already now. He cannot. Who will follow the old man? Never alone. May I tell you that those bad girls, it is old men they are looking for. They just do calculation and permutation. If this man can sleep with me and I become pregnant, just one child, my child will share in his properties. Every man is tempted. And he said, when he is drawn away of what? Everybody say after me, lust have the capacity to draw people, and it can draw anybody. Say lust has the capacity to draw people, and it can draw anybody. Can you look at this Baba that all his hair already white? Everything. Can you look at this old man that it is even glasses that is helping him to see well? But do you know that the devil does not respect age? That an old man of his age might suddenly look up and one fine girl is going, and you don't know when an old man is saying, shh, shh. And you know the way a small girl will say, old man, I beg, you are even older than my father. Please respect yourself. And you'll be shocked that old man will say, no, there's no respect in this matter. No respect in this matter. Oh God, you have not been hearing such things? And if the girl refused to wait, the Bible now says, lust has a capacity to do what? To draw him. You now see an old man who is even struggling to walk, trying to pursue one small rat. Baba, thank you, sir. Help me speak to one man. Look at one man. Look at him. Tell him, what is dragging you? What is dragging you? And you begin to wonder, how can somebody like this? Oh God, you don't understand me. Ma, it will take a whole professor who should be held in high esteem to start pursuing a girl that is not up to the age of his last born. I don't know how to say it this morning, but there's a cry in my heart. Every individual that is here, that lost, has gotten hold of you, the Lord will lose you today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, the Lord told me that these 3 days, he has not called us for fun. He desires to kindle in our hearts the fire of love. But I heard God say, if I will kindle the fire, this strange one, let us do what first? Let us quench it. So, when he said, check the fire. God is saying, check the fire that is burning in your heart. Check the fire that is burning in the heart of the people that are coming around your life. So that they will not wreck your destiny. Each time I read the Bible, there are stories that grieves my heart. Serious, serious grief. I looked at a lady called Tamar in 2 Samuel chapter 13. The only daughter that David had. And I saw how her elder brother, her half-brother Amnon, suddenly Satan kindled strange fire in his heart. And he started desiring to sleep with his own sister. And the fire was burning so much that the Bible says, Amnon started falling sick. Please, what do you call that type of sickness? Oh God, you are not talking to me now. No, naturally, what would they call it? Okay, so that you will note. Read from verse 1. Everybody, read. Let's read from verse 1. All of us, let's read. 1, 2, go. Help me read out. Let's hear it. Came to pass after this, that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister, whose name was Tamar, and Amnon, the son of David, did what? Oh God, say it very loud. Say it very loud. Let's go. Verse 2. Give us verse 2. Where is it? And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar. What type of sickness? You say, well, hello. Hello, Yinka. Yeah. Then I will say, why are you talking like that? You say, no, I'm just sick for you. Your love is killing me. You will die. You are still talking. What type of nonsense sickness? Hear the scripture. For she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. Let's read verse 3 together, everybody. Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. Do you remember the word subtle in Genesis? Genesis chapter 3? They use that word concerning who? The serpent! The serpent was more subtle than every beast of the field which God has created. That was the kind of person that Jonadab was. Help me prophesy to 3 people. Every Jonadab in your life, may the Lord cut them off from your life. 3 people, prophesy to them. Every Jonadab that you are moving with, every Jonadab that is coming to your life, may the Lord cut you off from them. Jonadab was a very subtle man. That was the friend that this young man was keeping. But look at verse 4, everybody. Let's read verse 4. That's where I'm going. 1, 2, go. And Jonadab said unto him,
Why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day? Will you not tell me? What did he say? Amnon said unto him, what is killing me is what? Is my love for Tamar. Please, did he love Tamar? Eh? What was he carrying in his heart? Look at the person sitting beside you. Don't look at me. Tell the person, it is only your eyes we are seeing. Only God knows the fire burning in your heart. But as you are sitting with me today, you have made a divine mistake. I carry the living water. Your strange fire. The water of the Lord will quench it. Is somebody shouting amen? Amen. And I'm so glad that we are talking about living water. We're going to pray now very shortly, but let me tell you that the water of God is very powerful. Anybody that is seated in this meeting this morning, it doesn't matter how great the strange fire that is already burning in your life. I saw that in the days of Elijah, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 18, Elijah called down the fire of God. It was a very powerful one. That fire did a wonderful miracle. And I see the Lord here this morning. He is ready to do something great. Love is fire. And the greatest fire is the love of God. And the love of God will come down into your heart. And it will swallow up every strange fire in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, that's God's method. He came in Egypt. He told Moses, throw down your rod. It turned to what? It turned to serpent. And then Pharaoh started laughing and said, you think you have done a miracle? Nonsense. He called all the magicians. And all of them brought their rod. When they were training them, what did it turn to? It turned to snake. They didn't know that snake passed snake. When the snake of God rose up, what was he doing? It was swallowing all their own. Listen to me. The love of God is here this morning. And the fire of the love of God will flow into somebody's heart. It will flow into somebody's heart. I say it will flow into somebody's heart. Whoever is able to cry to the Lord this morning and say, Lord, there is this strange fire that is burning in my heart. I don't want to carry it out of this meeting any longer. I don't want to go back, Lord, with this strange fire burning in my heart. Lord, let your own fire of love come into my heart. And I tell you something. When the fire of the love of God comes, it's going to consume every strange fire. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I say it will consume every strange fire. I say it will consume every strange fire. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now just to help us as we get ready to pray. Somebody may be in the house and be saying, Pastor, we read from that scripture in James chapter 1, 13 to 15. It said, when lust is conceived, it will give birth to sin. This lust that they think is love, what kind of child does it born? I want to just mention them to you so that as we pray, you know what to talk to God about. Number one, it is that lust that gives birth to rape. Everybody say rape. And you know rape is so bad that an uncle can rape. So bad that you can put your daughter to stay with the elder sister and her husband, and the husband will rape the girl. It is that fire that gives birth to rape. Number two, it is that fire that gives birth to incest. Incest.
that you see a brother sleeping with his own sister. That's the most terrible one. Father sleeping with the daughter. I remember the case of a lady who went to the hospital to go and do HIV test. And they finished doing the test. They enveloped the result they wanted to give her. And she was shaking and vibrating before the nurse. She was saying, "Excuse me, ma, can you help me open it, ma? Please open it and read it to me. Please open it." And she was closing her eyes. So the woman was saying, "What's your problem? It's your personal property. Collect it." The lady was saying, "No, see yourself as my mother. Please open it for, open it and help me to read it. Open it." So the woman said, okay. She opened it. And when she said, "Your result shows," and she said, "shows," did get without even hearing anything yet. And then the woman said, "Negative." She said, So the woman said, "What's wrong? What were you expecting?" She started crying. She said, "I thank God. I thought it would be positive." The woman said, "No. Look at the card," and said, "But you are just 16 years old. Have you been sleeping around?" Then the girl started crying more. The woman was saying, "Look, I'm a pastor's wife. Can you open up to me? I'm going to help you." And then she opened her mouth and said, "My father has been sleeping with me. My father has impregnated me twice. And it's my father that will carry me to the doctor that will do abortion for me. And my father, in the presence of the doctor, will be saying, 'Stupid girl, nonsense idiot, could you control her bed? Doctor, please help me, Jerry. If you love yourself, do another one.'" Meanwhile, he has threatened the girl at home that if you ever tell anybody, "I will carry gun and kill you." Lust is not a respecter of person. Lust does not know blood relation. Lust is very dangerous. It gives birth to rape. It gives birth to incest. It gives birth to homosexuality. One of the reasons why gay marriage cannot be phased out in the world is because it is a product of strange fire that burns in the heart of people. It gives birth to lesbianism. With a woman sleeping with a woman. All those things condemned in the book of Romans, chapter 1. It gives birth to fornication, that those who are not yet married, they are sleeping together. It is the same fire that gives birth to adultery, that a man will have a fine wife and will still be pursuing anything that is wearing skirt, including goat. You know, sometimes when they say man is dealing in a Samaritan affairs, by the time you will see the woman or the lady is carrying, and you will look at his wife, you'll be wondering, she a dini? Is he under a spell? It's a strange fire. It gives birth also to bestiality. Bestiality is a situation where human beings now have sex with animals. It is the same fire that gives birth to masturbation, that a person will be having sex with himself or herself. It is still the same fire. I remember I was preaching a church in Port Harcourt, and a woman said, "Sir, I used to do it before I married. I thought after marriage it will stop. But sir, even now that I'm married and have a kid, anytime my husband travels for 2 weeks, I can't control myself. I put my hand, I wash my hand clean. I put it on my private part. I will be caressing and you know, doing it myself. And I will be enjoying it. I'll be doing like a mad person." And she said, suddenly sometimes my daughter will wake up and say, "Mommy, mommy, are you crying?" Then she said, "I will do." Watching the girl to sleep again, she will pretend as if she was speaking in tongue. "Excuse me, for how long have you been pretending? For how long have you been hiding?" I said, the Lord saying this morning,
Check that fire. Let's cry to him who has the capacity to quench it. It is that same strange fire that gives back to Felatio. So when you hear somebody singing,
she lick me like a lollipop. Ooh, ooh, she lick me like a lollipop. Hey, ooh, ooh, she lick me like a lollipop.
So I used to wonder, what are they saying? Until I understood that he was talking about the experience he had at a nightclub. How while he was dancing, he carried a girl to one corner. And he brought out his manhood. And the girl was licking it like lollipop. She licked me like a lollipop. And so when I now go to meetings, Christian gathering, I hear people saying, "Pastor, sir, is there anything wrong in oral sex? Is there anything wrong?" Some say, I read from one book that anything that husband and wife agree together can never be seen before God as long as they agree. So my husband likes it, so he will bring it out, I will be licking it. I said, wonderful. Who told you that anything that husband and wife agree together to do cannot be a sin? Did Ananias and Sapphira not agree together to keep money? Did they agree? Oh God, you are not talking to me. Church, you are not talking to me. Did they agree together? Were they husband and wife? Was it a sin? So where did we get that error? All in the name of love. Human beings are becoming wild like animals. And because we have a problem in Africa, everything that the white man is doing, we think is a correct thing. So we go and buy blue films and all the rubbish they are doing, we are practicing it. I heard the Lord saying this morning that there is deliverance. It is the same strange fire that gives birth to what they call pedophilia. What is pedophilia? Pedophilia is an adult having sexual desire towards babies. Baby, a lady who had an 11-month-old baby wanted to go out and gave the baby to the husband's younger brother who was 36 years old before she came back from the market. The 36-year-old young man had torn the baby to pieces. Pedophiles are now plenty in our society as the devil continue to spread this same fire. Let me say the last one. It is the same fire that has given birth to anal sex. The men now put their manhood into somebody's anus. So you begin to see stinking things. God created love. The devil created lust. I want to ask you this morning as we get ready to pray. What is the fire that is burning in your heart? I want to ask you this morning. All those people that are coming around you, those people that you are calling your friends, those people that you are moving with, what kind of fire do they carry? Have you bothered to check it? Or you're not checking it? Until the strange fire they carry will engulf your life and destroy your destiny. Shall we rise up to pray? Shall we rise up to pray? As we sing the first stanza of "Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior," hear my humble cries. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. I just want to beg somebody this morning, we are before the Lord, no pretense. If you need to cry to the Lord this morning, there's a need to cry. Because I perceive in my spirit that God is bringing this word because there's somebody that the devil is already about to consume with strange fire. But if you will quickly cry unto the Lord, like Peter did. While Peter was sinking, Peter did not pretend and say, well, all disciples have been seeing me walking on water. They have been celebrating me. I must not allow them to know I am sinking. He cried to the Lord, and the Lord stretched forth his hand and pulled him up. God is able to pull somebody up here this morning. We sing just the first stanza. After the first stanza, you're going to cry to the Lord. And we'll be saying to the Lord, let your love that you have for me, Lord, I confess to you my unfaithfulness, my sin, my unrighteousness. We have allowed strange fire to be born in my heart. Lord, let your love flow into my heart. The love that was manifested on the cross of Calvary, where Jesus Christ paid my price. Let that love come. Let it take over. Let it consume every strange fire that is burning in my heart. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. We sing together. Thank you, precious Father. Yes, together.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Hear my humble cries. Why don't others thou art calling, Lord?
To speak to the Lord wherever you are. Lord, let your fire from heaven, the fire of the love that you manifested in Christ, let it flow into my heart this morning. Lord, every strange fire burning in my heart, no matter how little, every strange fire that the devil has kindled, even though it is yet to manifest, but I know there's a strange fire that is already cooking in my heart. Lord, let your fire consume me this morning. It's a time to pray. It's a time to, you don't have business with any other person. You are before the Lord. David said, try me, O God, and know my heart. Lord, check me. Check my heart, Lord. Check my heart for every strange fire. And let your own fire come down. Every fire of fornication, every fire of rape, every fire of masturbation, every fire of fellatio, oral sex, every fire, every strange fire that I've allowed to engulf my life, Lord, let your own fire come down. Leba soprani mongele yantosa. Yere katos keleba. Lembra gaba. Lord, come and help me. In the name of Jesus, I open my heart to you. Open my heart to you, Lord. Lord, search my heart. Search my heart. Search my heart. Lord, every strange fire locking around in my heart, let your fire of love come and let it consume them, Lord. Bible says that when lust is conceived, it will give birth to sin. And when sin is conceived, it will give birth to death. Don't wait until you die. Don't wait until you are destroyed. Say, Lord, quench that fire now. Quench that fire now. Lord, by mercy, quench that fire now. Lord, by mercy, quench that fire now. While on others you are calling, Lord, do not pass me by. Yes, the mercy of God is in the house this morning. The grace of God is in the house this morning. Our God is still at work, helping people, quenching straight fire and allowing the love, the God kind of love, to fill the hearts of men. Lord, here am I. Here am I, Lord. Here am I, Lord. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Bring me out of this fire before it will consume and destroy my life. Asmeba. While every eyes are closed before the Lord our Maker, and we maintain perfect silence before Him. I had even said that help has come down for somebody this morning. Oh, thank you, Father. Are you in the house? And as you are hearing the word of God, the Holy Spirit is saying, son, daughter, enough of this pretense. This fire that is burning under your garment is going to destroy your life. And you are saying, Father, thank you because you have come to help me. Lord, let the fire of your love come so powerfully upon my heart to consume this strange fire. If that becomes your cry this morning, just lift up your right hand to the Lord where you are and place your left hand upon your heart and say to the Lord just in a minute and say, Father, here am I. Just help me. Help me, Lord. You have a minute to say to Him, Jesus, let your own fire of love come. Let it come powerfully upon my heart. This strange fire that is burning in me. People see me, but they don't know I carry strange fire in my heart. Lord Jesus, quench it for me today. And let the fire of your love fill my heart that lost we have no place to feel anymore. Thank you because I know you are helping me. If you have prayed it very sincerely, place the two hands upon your heart as I pray. Lord, I stand as your oracle this morning. We have seen men of great destinies in the Bible that all in the name of love, strange fire, destroy their destiny. We have seen in our contemporary days men and women of great, great destiny would have accomplished great things, but strange fire cut them short. Lord, I plead this morning, every heart that is truly open to you, every heart that is truly beckoning on you for help, ask, oh God, that your hand of transformation will come upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. Ask, oh God Almighty, that the love of God that is so large, so big, so fervent, to quench strange fire will come upon their hearts even right now in the name of Jesus. And every strange fire, be it fire of fornication, be it fire of rape, be it fire of incest, be it fire of adultery, be it fire of masturbation, be it fire of lesbianism, be it fire of homosexuality, be it fire of any form, I ask, oh God, that your fire will quench them in the name of Jesus. And in all our hearts, and particularly, Lord, in the heart of these people who are genuinely seeking your help, I pray that, Father, the fire of your love will fill their hearts. And there will be no place for lust to fill anymore. Thank you, mighty Father. I also ask that you will release grace upon them. The grace to say no to sin. And the grace to say no to sinners' enticement. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. All of us together, Lord, we receive grace to always control our reactions, that love may continue to flow in our families. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5 to 7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 01 63 1-800-273-20485 and 1-800-273-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org.